When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Jo Reed, and this is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. Emily Connolly is driving the plane this week, and she, so far, has taken us on a great adventure yesterday.
Yes, well, I have another excellent audiobook for you, and this is one that I know so many readers out there really love reading Emily Henry's books, and especially love Julia Whalen's narrations of them. So today we're celebrating Funny Story, their latest audiobook that came out today.
Now, Julia Whalen, golden voice Julia Whalen, has read all of Emily Henry's books, hasn't she?
All of her adult romances, yeah. And
so tell me a little bit about this one.
Sure. So this is a story that starts out with a pretty funny premise where, and also sad, I should say. But Daphne has moved across the country with her fiance. She's built her whole life around this guy. They're living in a house together in his hometown, and she's ready for their life together. But he comes home from his bachelor party the next morning and has a confession for her that he's actually in love with his formerly platonic, and now we know not platonic, best friend who's a girl, who's a woman, and says that they need to call off their wedding because he's going to get together with this new woman.
Are you kidding me?
No. So Daphne's life, you know, falls apart. She realizes she doesn't really have any real friends there or elsewhere. Her mom's not there. She has no support. And she winds up, because she's getting kicked out of the house also, she needs to find her own place.
Are you kidding me?
His house.
You mean he dumps her and then she has to move?
Yeah, he says, I'll give you a week to find a new place. So she winds up moving in with the also very distraught ex-boyfriend of her ex-fiance's new girlfriend, who's also miserable. So you get to see the two of them in this apartment
eating a lot of ice cream.
Yeah, listening to sad songs and crying in their respective rooms. But she winds up getting to know him better, and they start spending time together because she's saying, you know, she hasn't really gotten to know this city that, or this town they're living in. And he starts showing her around and showing her all the beautiful things that are there.
Well, can we hear some?
Yes. So this is from the beginning where Daphne is talking about her ex-fiance, but in this part, current fiance's way of telling their meet cute story.
Okay, this is Funny Story by Emily Henry, read by golden voice Julia Whalen.
On my way home from work, I detoured through the park, which I never did, but the weather was perfect. And I was wearing a floppy brimmed hat, which I never had, but Mom mailed it to me the week before, and I felt like I owed it to her to at least try it out. I was reading as I walked, which I'd vowed to stop doing because I'd nearly caused a bike accident doing so weeks earlier, when suddenly, a warm breeze caught the hat's brim. It lifted off my head and swooped over an azalea bush, right to a tall, handsome, blonde man's feet. Peter said this felt like an invitation, laughed almost self-deprecatingly as he added, "I'd never believed in fate before that." If it was fate, then it's reasonable to assume fate a little bit hates me, because when he bent to retrieve the hat, another gust swept it into the air, and I chased after it right into a trash can. The metal kind. Bolted to the ground. My hat landed atop a pile of discarded lo mein, the lip of the can smashed into my ribcage, and I did a wheezing pratfall into the grass.
Oh my God, what a way to meet.
So funny.
And she's an intelligent reader who does make a real emotional connection with the books that she narrates.
I think so too. And there are parts, I feel like a lot of Emily Henry's books are both funny and sweet and romantic, but also the characters have hard times sometimes. In this case, they have hard times with their family members and have to heal from that. And so I think Julia does a beautiful job conveying those emotions too, where, you know, maybe you have to confront the family member who hasn't been there for you, or maybe you need to talk to your family member who's needs to grow up a little. And I think all of that comes through in Julia's narration.
Okay, that is Funny Story by Emily Henry, read by Julia Whalen. Thank you so much, Emily. I shall talk to you tomorrow.
Great. Thank you, Joe.
Support for Behind the Mic comes from Harper Horizon, publisher of the new audiobook Walk, Ride, Paddle, written and narrated by Virginia Senator Tim Kaine. Available everywhere you get your audiobooks. And then drop on over to audiophilemagazine.com, where you can find reviews for hundreds and hundreds of audiobooks so you can make an informed listening choice. I'm Joe Reed. Talk to you tomorrow.